Buddy, I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask at this time, is there anyone that would like to say something on the public comment section? Doesn't look like we have extra doing people here.
No.
No, I think that's it.
Members of the. No. Thank you, everybody, for coming out that are here and those that are joining us virtually. At this time, I would open the discussion on the capital budget. Jim?
So, I mean, this is our first meeting, and we're doing better this year than we did because we're having it on time rather than starting a little later, which I think is excellent. We have some new information that have been submitted by some of our departments. We don't have all of the information from all of our departments yet. As we all know, this is a fluid document and it changes. Our priorities change from year to year. We have to determine what our highest priorities are. I think we all, I mean, this is really the first budget exercise that we're getting into as we begin the process for next fiscal year. But I think we're all doing this with the realization that it's going to be another tough fiscal year. And we need to think about that going forward. But we also need to think about how, you know, what our priorities are and how we continue to move the town forward while being fiscally responsible. It's a tough balance.
Thank you. Kristen, would you like to make an opening statement?
Thank you, Pam. I appreciate it. So, we have our, what we think is some comprehensive information. We are missing a number unless John has come up with it today that I don't know of, but today was kind of a day. We started the day with a bus accident, so everybody's safe, but just gonna offer that was how we started our day. I just look forward to sharing that information with you. We do still have, at least on our capital plan that you will see, remaining bond projects that the Board of Selectmen recently again classified how those monies can be used. And I appreciate that by June 30th of 2023. And I'll talk more about that when we get to that and some other potential bond projects that we've talked about now for a couple of years. Thank you.
We'll get to that shortly. Let's go back to the town side then. Who would like to start? John Bartimovich, you want to talk about some of the pieces that should be highlighted for us?
Or do you just want to go right through the sheets like we normally?
Okay, good.
That's
your call.
For us, for the equipment that we put in, the priority for me would be the Skag mower for the buildings and grounds. Trying to think, see what else jumps out. And probably the replacement of the Corona.
Which we put off from last year.
Right.
Replacement of what? I didn't hear it.
I'm sorry.
The town hall sedan.
Oh, the sedan. Okay.
What year?
Should have been replaced last year, so it's probably a 2000.
Probably it's probably 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bag we want to replace, especially if we are going to be taking over the cemeteries, we need something a little shorter, smaller. That's a 2013, I believe, that we're looking to replace.
So he brings up the issue of the cemeteries, and we have had a very uncomfortable relationship with the company that we hired, and we will not be asking them to come renew their contract. And at this point, administration is looking at bringing it in-house and having parks and buildings and grounds take it over, and there'll be a discussion of a part-time or some sort of an employee addition to be able to do that. And I think in the long run, it would probably save us money. But with Jim?
Yeah, I believe it'll be cheaper and done better.
So for those people that don't know, the Price family ran the association for many years. And so they were, Carl is here, Carl Price, former first selectman. And also he has a big background with the cemeteries. He knows of what we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No comment.
Hey, Pam, question for John. Is it the mower and attachment, is that the vehicle that you're looking to for doing the cemeteries?
No, the one that says the mower and attachments, Bobby, that's our, the one we do with the sidewalks and that. I think that.
Okay. Got it.
That
so, the Skag mower, is that the one you're talking about? Or?
Skag one.
Okay.
John, can I ask a question? Is that $32,000 still accurate for the sedan? Because that was a number brought forth from last year, right?
Oh, yeah. Probably not.
Yeah, I didn't get them on cards yet. Ford was only doing Mustang, so I got to see what else you guys
want. Oh, only a Mustang?
A red one?
No. Convertible? We
can get you a $32,000 sedan, four-door. It's still there. It's still there.
So can we just go back to the top? So the $32,000 including the mower and attachment.
The 15.
Yeah. Slide that over 1 year?
I think so.
And if we, and Pam, I thought if we're going to get equipment that's specific for the cemetery, perhaps that should come out of the cemetery fund rather than.
It'll be used for both.
It would. Yeah.
It'd be replaced. Okay. Ones we have now, just with a smaller size deck.
Okay.
Now we could use both.
Okay.
What's getting slid over from? Are we talking about the Skag mowers? What are we changing? I'm sorry, I missed that.
The 52,000 mower and attachments is going to go over to the right to 2025 fiscal year.
Okay. Thank you.
We repaint print this, Kathy. Can we put line numbers? We add a column with line numbers.
That would be a Jill question. This is not my document, but
I can do that if you want. That's fine. I can line number them.
It would be easier when we're separated like this.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I can do that.
Thanks much. Firehouse radio communications. That's an ongoing expense.
I don't know
anything about that.
I have not. I can meet with the chief before our next meeting.
Maybe we can check and see if that is a that whole number has to be that year, or if it can be split. $50,000 and $48,000. Just a question, maybe Jim, you might ask. I'm not familiar enough to ask if it can or can't, but maybe we should check it out.
Heritage Farm, we've been trying to put X amount of dollars in each year in capital for matching grants and that stuff. That's
the grant?
Well, it's to do stuff. Like when we replaced the build of the roof, we needed matching funds, so that's where that would come from. And what are we down to in that account now, Jill? That's under 50, isn't it?
And what, I'm sorry?
Heritage Farm Fund.
Oh, well under that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, there's not a lot of money left at all.
Thank you.
The furnace at Herrick, I'm going off of life cycle, the 15-year life cycle. We haven't had any problems with it. It's not showing any signs of cracked heat exchanges. So if you need to stop, I wouldn't be worried about it. I wouldn't be sleepless.
Okay. That might give us a year on it.
Yeah.
Is there any consensus to move that?
Joe, everybody else comfortable with that, moving the
furnace? It would be for me.
Now, talking about the roof replacement, though, is in the following year, how's the roof holding up?
Good.
Okay.
There's no signs of the shingles aren't curling or anything like that. We haven't had any leaks.
Good, good. And the soccer fields?
That's another one that we've been putting a little bit each year into that.
Is there prior funds there?
The 60s.
The 60s there, yeah.
That you want to add another 32?
The whole project was 270 some the last time we.
And that was 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. So John, we're going to add a number in the 28 year?
Yeah, it goes on.
Okay.
So, replacing the lighting alone is getting up.
So we should add 30 across, all the way across.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And the
general road resurfacing.
The skid steer, is that just the additional cost?
Yeah. So we funded $60,000 in last year's budget. It's just not enough to get what they want.
Yep.
You know, they have some specifics that they're, you know, some specific features that they feel are necessary, mm-hmm. like a high lift and
yep.
capacity of the unit. So they've gotten some accurate pricing and feel that another $25,000 would fully fund that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a 20-year machine. So, okay.
I've got a question on that. So last year we were talking about this and whether or not to include it. And it was brought up that the possibility of getting a grant for it is
looks and
there's nothing, no possibility.
Yeah, there's
so
no,
it has to be 25.
This is not something that typically is funded through grants, but we certainly look. And you know, Pam had thought that there was another town that had gotten a grant for this type of equipment. But when she looked into it, it was actually something else.
Yep. Okay.
And this is one of those pieces of equipment that is multi-department. I mean, this is as useful in the buildings and grounds and around the school grounds as it is for the highway. So it's one of those, for me, it's one of those pieces of equipment that kind of goes towards our goal of shared services. It happens to be underlisted for highway only because theirs is the biggest budget, right? I don't. Otherwise, it would be listed under John's budget. So, okay. And we would not do that to the superintendent. She's got enough on her plate to worry about us kids.
Well, I think it was originally brought forth by Lance.
That's years ago. Yeah, several years ago.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
So if I could go back up on the page a little bit to the, just from my personal question of the highway general road resurfacing, there's nothing in there. Is that common?
No, I just didn't know how much we wanted to put into that this year. So I left it blank so that we would be something we discussed.
Highway, where is that?
On average,
in the middle of the page.
Jill, what are we normally putting in there?
We've put up to 50,000 in there in the past years. The last couple of years, we've been putting 20.
Yeah.
The problem is the cost of payment has increased tremendously.
That was my concern, is that the cost of materials is going.
Yeah, but let me give you a history of that account and to put it in perspective. The reason why that's even there is during a reval that skewed everything. The only way we could make the highway budget work was to put $100,000 in that category in this budget. So over the years, with the intent that would be cut back until finally phased out. And tough times or not, I can't see going any higher than what we've had in the past. That if it was 20, I wouldn't go above penny above 20. I know it's hard. It might mean some some work not getting done, but we eventually, I mean, this is one of these things we have to wean ourselves off. That's my theory on it. And there's no easy, way of doing it.
How do you
it's wean- never that year that, okay, it's a good time.
How do you wean yourself off of resurfacing, Bob? I think I missed that, what you're saying.
What we're saying is initially that category was $100,000. Over the years, we've reduced it in this category and built the hot,
it's in the regular
highway budget up to reflect that. So it went from capital to the highway budget. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that little part of it. So the money didn't disappear. It went into what should have been the proper category, and that should be highway. Roads and repair.
It should be remain as an empty line.
Well, if you have 20 last year, I would maybe, at least for discussion, start with 20 this year. And if we can reduce it, we can. But
everybody, who's comfortable with 20?
I think we start there.
Yeah.
We start there. I mean, it's like whether we end up there or not is a question, but we start there. That's my suggestion.
Thank you for going back to that. Questions on the modular office? Jim, you want to talk about that down near the bottom?
I mean, I don't know if there's any questions. We're having a hard time getting this off the ground with the companies that build these things, because they are very busy selling all of their buildings in Florida.
So you have a lot of competition. But you're comfortable with that, still comfortable with that number, the 42.7? Add on to the
We're right now we have the 67,098 in current fiscal year funds. So I mean the 42,780 should be fine for next year. If we find out something different as we move this project forward, we'll certainly update that number.
Very good. Further questions on this page?
Can I ask about the town clerk's vault floor? Are we even going to consider that if we're going to do a whole new town office?
A whole new town office isn't coming for a while.
Okay. So you think that's something that's going to have to be done before that time, I guess. And that number in there is just what was in there from last year and just moved, put in 24, but it's not necessarily a correct number.
John's giving me sign language that the floor is still in good shape and we should push it.
It's not
absolutely push it.
It's not that the floor's in good shape. It's the type of flooring that's in there that scares me.
You go over the top.
Just go over the top.
The last time we looked into it, I think there's real stringent requirements for clerks' vault floors, where they just want it to be concrete floor. So what we're looking to do is strip it and grind it down. I'm not in a big rush.
We could never grind it.
Yeah.
You could strip it and coat it, but you can't grind it, because then you potentially have
the dust. Forget it.
Fibers of,
well, it would have to be be done by an embankment contract. It'd be like what we did over at the center school, how they did that one. It's just of doing that vault is going to be trying to get a
and it's negative air. It's in fine shape.
It's, yeah.
We don't have any tiles that are breaking up.
No.
So we push it.
Yeah.
Push that number 26,000 out to.
That's 21.5, isn't it?
Let's move that to 2025, please.
2025 to 26,000.
Mm-hmm. 21,500. Do I have that correct?
No, wait a minute.
It's 21.5.
Vault floor.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking at 26,000.
Well, the sheet says 21.5.
The sheet you gave me says 5.
All right. I'm looking at a different sheet. I don't know if you got the correct sheet. So
make number's 26, but move it over a year.
Okay. Whatever it is, move it.
All right, got it.
I wouldn't mind the water leak.
Town Hall sedan. Okay, so back to the sedan. Bob Moore, you're comfortable with the 32,000?
We'll actually get a price.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
we'll pick something out and get a price so we can put a real number.
I think you can do that.
You go off the state contracts, and that's what we've been dealing with right along.
We also know that we want something a little bigger, and we want something that's all-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Subaru sedan. There you go.
Yeah, that could very well work if it's on the state bid list.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a backside warmer, right?
Yeah, has all that good stuff. But also all-wheel drive, very safe, a lot of good safety features.
Can I ask, do we know what the situation is about our ordering cars? Because I haven't looked into
We did okay in the last 2 years. Two years ago, we ordered the Explorer, and that actually came in like 14 or 15 weeks.
Right.
We ordered a pickup truck this year for John's department. It seemed to get really hung up, and then John called and inquired, and they said, well, we can't get the motor that you want.
Yeah.
And so we changed the motor, and we got it in about 13 or 14 weeks after we chose a motor that they had available.
Okay.
So we're better off these days, and we've always ordered vehicles for the town, so we're better off just doing that, and we've always ordered what we needed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're not typically buying off the lot.
Yeah.
We're typically ordering a vehicle that's specified to meet the needs of the department that it's being ordered for.
And see, now we go off the state bid,
we get pretty good pricing.
You get real good pricing.
So there's no problem with ordering the car and making sure it ends up in the budget if we do include it.
Correct.
Yeah. As long as we get them in early, he says.
Any further questions on this page?
So speaking of vehicles, we didn't do the seniors van.
Right.
I didn't hear any questions on it.
I think we have one that needs to be replaced.
Yeah. Okay. So we're leaving that in 24 at the 40,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we want to talk about the senior center paint and wallpaper, John?
We're after talking with Carrie, we cut back on what she wanted done. Or it's the did the price get in on missiles? No,
it's currently at 15,000.
I think the 15 was the reception area.
There's nothing in there.
Well, that's not
paint wallpaper is
paint wallpaper was out.
Oh, paint and wallpaper's out.
2027.
It's
20.
I think it was 24,000. Should be on the
right.
You want us to put in 24,000 there? And that's for the grant, the great room, the Franklin Delaney room?
That's for the whole, going through the whole senior center. Repainting all the walls that were painted and repapering mainly just the bathrooms right now.
Oh, for 24,000 to repaper the bathrooms?
The bathrooms and then repainting them yourself.
So you believe it's 24,000?
Yeah.
And where do we want to put that year wise?
Supposed to be in 27, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
27?
2027. Okay. Yeah.
I'm over at $590,000.
Well, we push some stuff aside.
Yeah, you push quite a bit aside. And we got some questions too. You could put more. You should be able to push at least 140, 150,000, if not more.
Are you making changes as we go or not? Are you making changes to your spreadsheet as we go, Jill?
Well, I'm trying to, but I'm looking at a different spreadsheet than you are. So yeah, so this is, I'm confused because John added on, gave us sheets, and so I'm not looking at the same spreadsheet you're looking at. So yeah, it's a little confusing.
What do you have for a total right now?
Well, see, my total, and I haven't been adding up. So my total also includes the 4,220,000 for the demolition. Yeah, see.
Yeah, and that we know that 4 million we know is not accurate. It should be like 1.5.
Yeah, but there was new sheets that came out, I thought. We got new sheets from John. So
put them in here.
But I assume the demolition was with the new number, John, right?
Well,
what, about 1.5?
Yep. I think it was 3.5.
This one's like 3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an old number. Last year, we actually
sent you guys the wrong packet.
Probably. I think John sent us the wrong packet.
I apologize, sports fans.
Okay. All right. I thought it was weird that we were going back up again. So,
yeah, that one number is going to skew us for long.
Right.
Because that, yep. So I we were originally, just for those who may or may not remember, we were using a number that was given to us by BVH when they did the study, the structural analysis of the facility. And they gave us a number of about $4 million. I think it was 3.5 or something. And we put an escalator, we decided as a group to put an escalator in there for time past. Last year, I asked John to get us a real number from a real contractor. And we got a price of about 1.35. And with contingencies, that moved us to about 1.5 million for the teardown of the Notch Road Municipal Center.
And what I'm about 20% over that.
Yeah.
Now.
So we're you know, that ballpark is still reasonable, at least at the 1.5 range. And that's supposed to include, and I don't know if it's actually included, because I don't know if we remember to have him look, but we wanted him to do the greenhouse at the same time. That's included.
Yep. Okay,
so the greenhouse at BCS is included.
Let's do a recap here, Jill. If you would help us out, please. Looking at our sheet, if we start at the top, the assessor's office reeval. Do you have 11,000 there?
Yes.
And nothing under the gator.
So the next thing is the Skag mowers, which we talked about moving them to 25, correct? 2025?
No.
Mower and attachment.
Hang on. Let's just have one speak at a time. Jim, do you want to do it?
Sure. The mower and attachment for 52,000 gets moved to fiscal year 25.
Oh. Okay. That's third item down.
Wait. Hold on now. So you're saying mower and attachment replacement? John, yes. I believe changed that to 63, correct, John?
I'm trying to see if I have it here.
I have 63 and 25.
All right, 63, it gets moved over to 25.
And that's where it is. Okay.
Thank you.
And then the next item we have is the buildings and ground Skag mower replacement at 15,000.
Okay, that's changed to 16, 18, 18.
Should you have my right sheet?
All right, so 16, 18, 18 stays in fiscal year 24.
24 is 16, 18 is 25, and 26 is 18.
Okay.
Air conditioning for the firehouse, John put in for 2027 at 36,000 now.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have that number, but that's... The year is correct.
Do you want me to send you the spreadsheet that I'm looking at?
Yeah, why don't you send it to Kathy and she can print it.
Okay. Let me do that.
That's hard for Bob Moore and
Kristen. Well, I can send it to Bob.
And Kristen.
I can do that, yep.
And Scott, Rich.
If she has his email.
Well, I have the town one, so.
Kristen, can you share it with Scott?
You don't have to, don't bother sending it to me. I can listen in and write the numbers. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
Take a 2-minute break.
Well, she's doing that just so I have my, I guess, flow sheet ready. We only moved over 3 items so far, right? Okay. The Herrick Park furnace, the grounds mower and attachment, and then the town clerk floor, right?
Yes.
Yes, I have 3 arrows.
Okay. I'll try them all.
Kristen Gorley, I did send it to you also, so you would have it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Kristen, heck, did I send it to you? I think I did. Let me just double check.
And yes.
Kathy's got it. All right, Kristen Heck, I send it to you also. Bob, you sure you don't want me to send it to you? I can, if you want.
That's okay. Nope, no good.
Okay, all right. Now, this was including everything but what John sent the other day. I guess he sent something yesterday that this spreadsheet does not include.
That's okay.
And it doesn't include the update for the Board of Ed either, because I didn't have that information when I created this spreadsheet.
We should get to the top of the budget.
So, are we going to go another 50,000 in the 24 year for the water suppression also? Because no one did any sheets, so I wasn't sure about that. I put it in there, but I don't know if we were going to continue that.
That's a standard commitment until we build the 13 of our water supplies.
Okay. So I'll just add it in 28 also then?
Yeah, right on through.
Okay.
We didn't talk about, not the next item, the low item below that, which is the firehouse utility task vehicle. That's a new ad, isn't it? I don't see anything before.
That was on last year, and given the number of hours on it, we thought that could wait.
Okay. Is that the one with the
TV
tank in the back that all-terrain little guy that goes around?
Little thing, yep.
Yeah, that doesn't get many hours at all. I can go another year.
Yeah, I mean, I'll meet with Bruce.
Check on that. Just a thought, but
yeah, I think that when we talked about it last year, they were pretty comfortable moving that out as long as it had to be.
Right.
All right, so I think we're all on the same page now. We're the same fee.
Yeah. The only difference is the 4.2 million for the
Right, yeah. Sorry.
That thing didn't change on my sheets either, though. When I was looking at Kathy's sheets.
We'll change it.
1.5. Can I just ask a couple of questions just for my own understanding? So that 4.2, which is now 1.5, I think I heard that correctly. So that's going to come out of Kappa, or that's a bond?
It'll be bonding.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to understand it. And then, Jim, you and I had a conversation about potentially putting in monies for a sort of a townwide study of facilities. Is that something that you guys decided not to do?
Well, John and I met with the architect, and I don't have a number back from him. So we met with an architect to talk about a couple of projects. And one was a townwide facility study, which they're actually doing a lot of right now, because it seems to be a requirement for some of the grants that we apply for, especially when it comes to facilities. They want a townwide study. So John and I talked with Mike Serrano from Fryer and Associates, who is an architect that I have a longstanding relationship with.
And who did the last facility study for us?
Did he really?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Back in
2000. Yes. Yep, he did.
Yeah.
And so that he thought the ballpark figure would be around 75,000 for all of the town facilities, including the school buildings.
Yeah.
We also talked to him about some renovations at the Notch Road Municipal Center, where we have the two rooms that we are using for meeting space. Because one of the things that we lack is a polling location for the town. And we thought with some appropriate renovations, that could be turned into an appropriate polling location with handicap accessible entrances and exits, with handicap accessible restrooms, with appropriate cooling. Heating is already there, so it would just be a matter of cooling. And our hope was to get a number from him where we could essentially open the two classrooms, what was two former classrooms, to be one large space with a rolling divider, similar to like you have in the gymnasium at the schools, so that the facility, you know, can be used as two different meeting rooms instead of one if that need arises. So we're looking for those numbers from him. And I think that that's probably a project that we could use ARPA funds for rather than to put it into a capital project.
Okay.
Jill and I would have to check the rules on that.
Great. I just wanted to make sure that, because I didn't hear it, and I know this is our first meeting, I just didn't want to lose sight of that as we look to potentially do more projects.
I think it's important to talk about. We just hadn't gotten to that point yet.
No problem.
And maybe we should put a placeholder in here of,
yes, please,
of 75,000.
Yeah.
In which year?
I my personal opinion is it's something that's important to do sooner rather than later. So,
24.
And how are you going to title it?
Townwide facility study.
Thank you.
Somebody's phone. Especially if, you know, we're going to be applying for grants and trying to get grants that may be contingent on the facility study. And I think the other thing it does for us is I think it helps us with some benchmarking that we don't currently have with regard to planning for the future of, you know, the town facilities, how we care for them. And I think it's just, you know, always good to have a plan that you can work from. So the other thing that Pam and I discussed and this is a good time as any to have the conversation. You know, we are applying for grants, and you know, we're having to find money for our match for some of these grants. Is it something that we want to try to continue to just scrounge and find money for, or is it something that we want to try to budget for? You know, some of this is we're able to do with in-kind services, but some of it is going to, you know, some of it is going to require a cash match. Anybody have any thoughts, Jill and Bobby in particular?
Yes, I do. As soon as I get out, my brain and mouth working in sync. We could modify some of these categories to put those funds into it. For example, we're talking about a category, a fund that we can utilize to draw from for various grants. It could be for sports fields, it could be for a building, it could be other things. So instead of having a Herrick Park soccer field special fund, which already has 60,000, another 30, there's 90,000, that could be part of that fund. Also, I was looking at another one, but that's the first one that caught my eye, but something to that effect, Jim, so that instead of having, it would have to be a category that we do apply for grants for and make that again a part of that grant, that grant category, whether in this way, I'm not quite sure how we align it to specify it, but it'd be available for all grants for buildings and grounds equipment. Otherwise, you have to have a grant funds for buildings, a grant funds for equipment. I'm not sure. I'm just bringing that out there without having to add additional dollars. It's trying to utilize what funds we have here and perhaps restructure some of these. And again, I think we have to look at this a little closer to see if it can be done. I'm just, you know, tossing these things out for conversation, not as a solution right now, but something we might want to look at and have, instead of having some of these very definitive categories, kind of like vehicles. Well, you have, instead of specific, you have a vehicle fund. And in some of this, you have a fund where, you know, some of these categories are as part of a grant fund. That's just a thought, and it has us really looking at how we might want to structure this. But since you brought that up, this would be a good opportunity to look at it, see if there's a way of doing that. And I don't have that answer off the top of my head. I'd be happy to look at it and send some thoughts. But after 8 o'clock, it's not there yet. But the brain gets going a little slower.
Bill, do you think there's some way to build that into the capital budget, or is it going to have to go into the regular budget?
Just a catch-all, I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I mean, by catch-all, I mean, it would be, if you could do it in categories, vehicles and grounds, or you know, you'd probably have to have a large category so that you can do multiple projects out of that particular category. That's just a thought, and I hate to put that into your bailiwick of how it would be, but that's, again.
That's okay. I'll look into it. That's not a problem. Yep.
Okay. Any other questions that we can have John answer or Jim at this point? Catherine? Okay, good. Then shall we move on?
Well, can I ask about Herrick Park? I'm sorry, the Heritage Farm. So are we leaving? We continuously put money in there, but we didn't last year. So are we going to do 30,000? We're going to put 30,000 in for 24? Is that what we're, that's just what was supposed to be in years to come, that I just put in there because it didn't get funded last year.
I think at the moment that was the.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's good with that. Okay.
Very good. So no other questions on the projects or where they're listing. Now we have the sheet, and thanks everybody for scrambling to get that done. Should we move on to the Board of Ed capital improvement plan? Is this, I'd like to establish right now that we have the correct sheet for that?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
Because we lines are off. Did you get the one Kristen sent out? That'd be the easiest one to go off.
That's the one I thought we had.
First one looks like this. Yeah.
That's the one you asked to use?
Yeah.
It's got a, that one. It's a smaller type and it's got TBD in the middle and darker.
Well, they're both here, Kathy.
Yeah, it's here, Kath. I'm sorry.
They're both here, Kathy.
I just wouldn't use this one.
Hers is just a single.
Yeah, I wouldn't use this one, just use that one.
Okay, the sheet at the top, it says Bolton Board of Education.
Ah, there it is. Got it.
If you guys want, I can share my screen.
We have the sheet.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was part of the packet. It was just sort of in the middle.
Yep.
So it looks like it says 2022 twice.
It does, because the top one are the remaining bond projects money that the Board of Selectmen recently reappointed those monies, $172,000 that's left from those projects.
Yep.
Can be used in that bond, and we're still waiting, hopefully by Friday or early next week. I have a cost estimate from the firm for the BCS energy management system so that we can at least attempt to apply for the HVAC grant for the energy management system. So HF Lens is going to have the ed specs to me by Friday. The board is meeting on Monday to review and approve the ed specs. So then the last thing I'm waiting for is the professional cost estimate. And hopefully I have that before Thanksgiving so that over Thanksgiving break, I can apply for that grant because it is due December 1st. So I've started the application, but there are two pages and you can't get to page two until you complete page one. And cost estimate is on page one. So there that stands. The next FY22, Pam, that you were referring to are the proposals for potential bond that have been on there for several years now. They remain on there because they are needs that we have that we believe are our bond projects and has been discussed. Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, and Scott previously at CAPA meetings as bond projects.
Yep.
Looking at the second part, I do have a question. Would we take off the greenhouse removal because it's going to be included in the other demolition of $49,000?
Yes, because is the other demolition part of bond or you guys are going to find monies for that? What's the plan?
Yes.
He's so clear.
One or the other.
I don't think we know the answer to that, but I think we all agree that it makes sense to do the BCS greenhouse at the same time we do the Nacho Municipal Center.
So instead of breaking, it'd be all right to take that off?
Well, so I'm not comfortable taking it off, Pam. I'm comfortable putting a note in there that this is going to be part of that project, but until that happens, I feel like it has to stay on our piece. Yeah,
I think that helps keep it on our radar.
All right.
Correct.
Far right hand side.
So So what I'm putting is part of Notch Road demolition project. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it would not be included in the $6,433,500. You take $49,000 out of that?
Correct. And that number's more because we still don't have some, you know, we still have TBDs on that list as well. So,
yep.
And then that brings us to FY24. I don't know, Scott, if you want to take it, or John, or you guys want me to do it.
Scott, you want to chat some?
I guess I could.
Nice to see you.
So the first item is the BCS fire alarm system. The fire alarm panel is a GE product that they will no longer be supporting after next year. So any issues with it, we won't be able to get replacement parts or service on it. John, you're looking, you're still trying to get a price on that? Is that?
Yeah, he's supposed to be out on Monday.
Okay.
More measurements.
Okay.
The district utility truck with plow. This is the to replace the truck that I think was handed down to us from the town side, but it was more worse for wear than had been anticipated, apparently. So we're looking to get a truck that'll serve the purpose for the next 10 years.
John, can you elaborate on that a little further, please?
The original truck was a 2005. The truck that the buildings and grounds replaced this year was in better shape than what that truck is. So we took the truck that we had, put it in service as a Board of Ed truck, but it still needs to be replaced. The bed's rotting out of it. It's a 12-year-old truck. So it's costing us more to run than it should.
Could we get one more year out of it if we had?
This is the year we're getting out of it, I think.
Got it. Thank you.
Oh, you're thank saying you. It make it through this winter, probably won't make it through the next winter. That's what you're saying. Okay, thank you.
And we're concerned that, you know, about breakdowns, and, you know, we need a vehicle that, I mean, there was a reason that we were replacing it on the town side this year. But, you know, when I talked to the town mechanic, he said, you know, the truck that you're about to put up for sale is in a bit better shape than the one that they just brought to me broken. That one has a better chance of lasting another year. So we exacted a trade, and we've just sold the one that we traded to this. We made some repairs to that so that it was in saleable condition, and we just made the sale of that one.
Remember how much we got for it?
$7,600.
Yep.
What was John thinking, Bob?
He should have asked me first. I am the master bidder. No.
No, who's the master bidder?
Well, it depends on what side of the aisle you're on.
Right. What side are you on, guys? Come on now.
Yeah. When I was on the bidding side, I learned how to bid years ago, and you could ask. I bid tight. And
look at this one. It was a no-go, right?
You have to know. That's a mean hell. Grab that while you can.
Anyway, so yeah, it's been sold.
Very good.
But I do agree with John that it's time for that vehicle to be replaced, no matter who's currently using it.
Right. Okay.
The high school storage building.
So this is the balance of the money. Some of the money that was put aside last year. And we reverted back to a 4-bay garage. Last year I don't remember what the total was we put aside, but this is the balance in order to get that project underway.
And that's a current year price, John?
Correct.
HVAC assessment?
So the BHS HVAC assessment, not to be confused with the BCS one that we've just done. This is the in response to the age now of the geothermal system that was part of the original building project. The there's two main pumps. What do we got? We've got a list of two main pumps, 53 heat pumps, two makeup air units, 9 energy recovery units, 8 exhaust fans, and 2 ductless split units. The typical life for these systems is about 15 years and they're 13 years old. So it's the idea is to have an assessment done on all of the parts and pieces of the system to ensure that we don't lose something along the way and that we have a proper replacement plan in place.
Yep. Plus, we're having issues. John, you want to elaborate a little bit?
A lot of the units were running into high pressure sensors going on them, where they have to evacuate the system, replace the high pressure switch, and then refill them. Trouble is they're all R22s. R22s being eliminated. It's going to R403. Some of them they can retrofit with the new refrigerant, other ones they can't. I'm not capable of saying which ones can and can't. That's the other reason why I was looking for someone else to point us in the right direction and how we should start replacing these units. To put R22 in them right now, it's $2,000 just for a 10-pound bottle. And it's ridiculous, the prices for the repairs on them, just because of the refrigerant that's in them.
Do they all have to be replaced at the same time?
No, that's why I'm hoping we could
just spread
them out over a period, but it'd be a little better to have someone else say, yeah, these you could, these you shouldn't.
Thank you.
Okay, so that 21.6 covers pump one and the control?
Right now we have a controller that's finicky. It's the way the system set up is 1 week one pump runs, the next week then they switch over at midnight on Sunday and the other one pump runs. The controllers that make the switch over, there's a main control and then two contacts. We believe it's the contacts that are going on it, but these switches are already obsolete. So
got it.
It's recommended that we replace them. And then on the pumps, we have one at the bearing assemblies going on it. It's starting to make a nice loud humming sound to it. And the price on rebuilding it was $500 less than the new one. So it didn't seem to make much choice.
Okay. Any further questions on that? Public address system?
So at BHS, the system CPU needs to be updated with some of the cards need to be replaced.
And this is for the?
It runs the bell system. It does the class announcements throughout the school.
The whole school
system.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a safety issue, right? If we have pieces that don't work and we have to do an announcement for a lockdown or whatever. So.
Very good. Any further questions on that? And there's nothing that we're sliding down to 2025, correct?
No, we did some sliding already.
Yeah.
Correct.
Very good. So looking at this, and Jill, with your sharp pencil there, have you worked up some numbers?
I haven't done any numbers on this yet. Because our main concern is what we're doing in 24. That's the only thing that really matters. But I haven't done anything for this. But I just want everybody to be aware that bleachers are not part of what the money can be used for the leftover 2017 bond.
Okay. So that's all right. We're not doing it anyway.
I just don't know if you want to put it somewhere else. That's my concern is that we don't I don't want to forget it. So do you want to put it in here somewhere?
Yeah, we'll put it. I don't know if we put it. I don't know. John needs to get an updated price on that. I don't even have any idea how much that costs right now. So yes, we'll put it somewhere.
Okay.
We're going to be kicking that can down the road.
Yeah. All right. And this is our first meeting. So if I get the information, then I can, I mean, I was on vacation, so I just kind of saw all these emails and that's why I'm not really prepared because I didn't see all this information ahead of time. So,
no worries.
If I get the information for the next meeting, I can have the spreadsheet and all the information that we have for all the years. It's not a problem. I just don't want us to forget that they're out there. That's my only concern.
Just so you know, the alarm panel is going to be a big dollar number. We're a couple hundred thousand type.
Yeah. And that's all out of pocket. The state doesn't match anything on that. That's what I thought.
Pool of money that was coming out, I was thinking about. I have a discussion later on that. Okay.
So here's a question that I want to throw out there for discussion. And I realize that, you know, right now there's two members of the Board of Selectmen here and we'd need to have more of them. But is there any, so one of the things that we've had a lot of conversations about ways to use our ARPA money that, you know, benefit the town. And Jill, with her preliminary looking, has looked at that and said that it doesn't look like we could use it for a tear down of the Notch Road Municipal Center. Although we don't have a absolute ruling on that right now, our preliminary look is that it probably can't be used for that. If in fact that ends up being the case, would we want to think about, you know, using ARPA money to do some of these capital projects and put a line item in here that we start funding for the tear down of Notch Road? It's a way to kind of use that money to that end.
I would like to place a call into the commissioner of DRS and ask the question specifically because that would make it very clear as he is, I believe that is the office that's managing that money. So I could do that tomorrow and if we could put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
Sure.
That's a good use for that money. It's 1.4 to be able to use it for the
It gets us pretty close to the number that we need to take care of that because it's a big issue.
Well, let's go back for just one moment then, since everybody's here, and let's put Plan B in place. So let's say it cannot be used, and let's go on and have a discussion on what Jim has just suggested. What are you thinking, Kristen?
I mean, I think it's hard to come up with an alternative plan until we have specifics about what we can use that money for, because that's going to get that's going to change the whole dynamics of what we're spending on capital expenses.
We still have to spend.
We
still have to spend the minimum according to the charter.
Yeah. Because just looking at the town expenses as they are now, where are we? Just over a mil on that? And that's not even looking at the educational side of it.
Right.
I think for our first meeting, I think we're a little too light to be coming up with a, I mean, that's my thought with a plan B at the moment. I think we have too many question marks, and it's sizable. It's a lot of money.
It is.
It's a, yeah.
One way or the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we have a little time to look over these and items that we've discussed before, we can probably come up with some ideas as to if those monies are available, where to direct them for both the schools and town side of things. Kind of hard to do it off the cuff right now, but I think I'm glad Jim brought that up, because if that's an issue, we have some time to seriously look at that and may rethink on how we structure this plan for the present and going forward. So
I brought it up more as a concept rather than, you know, for specifics. But, you know, I think, you know, it's something to be considering as a concept.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of finish lines we're trying to cross.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we don't have money to hit all of those finish line targets. And I'm just trying to find a way that we can leverage those funds to help us achieve the most that we can with the funds that we have available. Both between the ARPA funding and, you know, what we have to fund the capital budget with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and, you know, another question would be, one of the large nuts that we're looking at is the roof replacement for Bolton Center School with 46% reimbursement, Kristen?
I think it's 47.14%, I think.
And, you know, this could be a big chunk of money going towards that for our share of it. So those kinds of thoughts, if that qualifies.
Can I throw out one thing about that, though? If it can get used for that, it would help a lot, because with the interest rates going up, any additional cash we can put down would save us a lot of money.
Yep.
So we have a couple of thoughts then.
Well, you know, and we've discussed this, you know, amongst the Board of Selectmen at least, and in larger circles a couple of times. And we think that the highest priorities we have for spending are the Bolton Center School roof and the Notch Road Municipal Center for safety reasons.
You know, we've talked and grumbled and worried, and it's going to come to that point that we have to condemn 2/3 of that building, and we have to get employees out of there. So,
well, then the problem becomes we have a good building attached to a building that we're barely maintaining it now because it doesn't make sense to put any more money into it, right?
And it costs us a lot in electricity every month.
Electricity and heat.
And heat. Yeah.
We have just turned on the heat for that section today. Held off as long as I could before Jenna was cool.
What happens if you don't hit it? We're not able to shut that off. The whole building would be a place.
Yeah, we have people in it right now. The senior section has its own boiler.
Right.
That one's been, the heat's been on for that for a while. The offices that are in the rest of it, I just turned their heat on today.
Okay.
We haven't.
So that's the registrars. I have an office there and the finance.
And there's no room at all temporarily to put over, because I know that was the plan, but the why, right? To move.
What we did was, because there were meeting spaces that other boards and commissions, when this isn't available, they use that. We have moved them down to those two little classrooms behind the senior center.
There wasn't the layout for office.
It was, yeah. Was that not heated?
What's that?
Was that part of that heating system?
Well, those two classrooms
are heated through the senior center.
Senior center.
Yeah.
But the rest of the building is on a separate boiler.
Right.
So that's why we're looking to get this temporary building. If we can get it as fast as we can, but we're behind, we're in line.
Yeah, I forgot that we have people still working. Jill, I think, all over there.
Yeah, Jill and her team are there.
And the registrars.
Yeah.
And my office.
Okay. And it's unfortunate, but to heat our offices, you have to heat the whole building. Plus, there's water throughout in the bathrooms and everything too. So we have to keep the heat on those areas. So it's a lot.
I would like it if we never turned the heat on, but.
Jenna would love that because it's like a sauna in her office in the afternoon. And I had a little space heater just to keep me warm enough, but because I didn't want, it is very hot in Jenna and Lisa's office, very hot in the afternoon, but it gets really cold all the time though, which it's starting to, it's not enough that we have to turn the heat on.
The registrars also have to have a secure dry location for their records.
Yeah. And their offices get pretty cool. They were cold last couple of weeks.
All right. Very good. Is there anything else anyone would like to bring up?
So I just a rough, I did numbers just roughly based on the Board of Ed's new paperwork that came in and what we had. And it's like $720,000 approximately based on that. That's not including the townwide. So if we include the townwide, then it's almost $800,000 for 24.
And we don't have a number on the fire alarm, which is probably
a couple hundred thousand.
200.
So we're looking at probably about approximately 800,000 for 24 for capital.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Is that clear? Which does meet the minimum and doesn't meet the maximum. So that number's good.
Good to know. Okay, thank you very much for doing that. I just had something else. Carl, do you have anything there? Anyone else? Then I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Do we have another meeting date?
Right.
We probably should see what we can do over the next couple of weeks to get more numbers. And then Kathy will poll everybody to see what we can have for a meeting date.
Is there any chance we can try to set that tonight? Possibly.
A tentative one, then we can always move it.
Yeah, back off from. It's just helpful when we're all here.
Kathy's going to grab the book.
Sorry, but thank you.
Oh, good thought.
School vacation is when?
It is December 23rd, half day, and we return on, I think, the 3rd, Tuesday the 3rd, I think, or Monday the 2nd.
Yeah,
Tuesday the 3rd, I think.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
We're all there. 2 weeks brings us to the first week of December.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Do you want to look at December or do we want to look further out?
Well,
December.
We need to be wrapped up by the beginning of January. So I would like to do the beginning of December.
So the week of the 4th or the 12th, whichever one.
Well, I think that gives us time to get some numbers and answers back. Because
we have BOS on the 6th.
And we have BOE on the 7th, so maybe we could do the week of the 12th.
Yeah, we'll see. That would work.
Day the 13th.
That's a Tuesday. Yep.
Wow,
that's good. That worked good for me.
Mm-hmm. I have ZBA here.
Can we move those?
Yeah. It's got to be handicapped accessible.
They have to be here.
It's got what? Oh, ZBA.
ZBA here.
Yeah, we can move to the other.
Yeah. We'd have to go to Notch.
There's two rooms over there.
We'll go to Notch.
Yes, we have an
yes.
Okay. Yeah, one of the newer rooms, yeah.
Tuesday, December 13th.
Mm-hmm.
and you'll get to see one of our meeting rooms.
Yay.
At Notch Road for those who are coming.
7 p.m. or 6
p.m. Kristen, it's not that exciting.
So, 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Can you make 6:30,
Mr. Moore?
I can make any time you want. I'm not going to be the one to screw it up. Any time that works for you, I'll do it.
Pretty problematic for anybody.
It might be a little tight for me, but I can. I'm sure I can figure it out.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chris.
Gets us all.
It's a long wait on Tuesdays for these guys.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
December 13th.
December 13th at 6:30.
Thank you.
Room A.
Room A. We're all having flashbacks about his first grade classroom.
Yes.
First grade, then there was second grade. We got the third and fourth, we went to the middle section.
There it goes.
So, Pam, do you need a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Moore.
I just made it.
Very good. A second?
Second.
All the papers say aye.
Aye.
Have a great night.
Thank you, guys.
Night. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.